presentation made from Russell Tucker, the chairman of the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce, and Danny Pugsley, the CEO, about the Chamber Foundation asking for county support financially of an economic development initiative that they are trying to create. This, of course, is piggybacks on the Mountain Home City Council's proposal last Thursday night.
Yeah, it's started last week, I guess it was, when we had a budget meeting. Danny and Russell come up and spoke to us at the budget meeting, and we didn't want to just push it on the quorum court without push a ordinance on them or a resolution on them, and so we let them come make a presentation to educate them more of what they're wanting to do, because it's easy to say no if you're not educated on a subject, mm-hmm. and I think them speaking last night would probably make some of them get off the fence. And I think there'll be more talk about it in the next 3 weeks. And I think it would be beneficial to the chamber to the way we're going at it here. So.
And when they talk about economic development, you were born and raised here.
Yeah.
You've lived here your whole life. When back in the day when they talk about economic development, they'd focus on the industrial park and bring in more manufacturing jobs and different things to the area. This initiative is a complete 180. I mean, they are talking about tourism and going all in on tourism, which is...
Some don't want to get on board with tourism, provides this community with what it has. There's no doubt it does. I spent my career in law enforcement, and it wasn't hard, driving the streets as a police officer in the summertime to see what happens to traffic.
One of the interesting items last night was the ordinance in regards to the noise ordinance. Now, to backtrack this, the state of Arkansas put a deadline on this. I mean, the counties had to vote in this noise ordinance by a certain time, and that's why it was on the agenda last night.
Act 851 goes into effect August 1st. It was recommended from the Association of Arkansas Counties that we, look at this ordinance and pass it to by August 1st. We want to be able to protect our residents if they choose to come to Baxter County and set one of these up, these data mining sites. And so at least gives us a little authority if they do. So.
Let's talk about the landfill. There was also a letter in support conversation about supporting a letter to ADEQ about the closure of the landfill again. This has been something that's been ongoing for several months.
Yeah, the board meeting in Harrison, as a couple, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, we failed to get the votes to send that letter to ADEQ. Mm-hmm. And I think there was just some misunderstanding there, and that's why we failed. But I think if it went to vote again today with the board over there, it would pass. But
that's my question. That was an emergency call meeting. So when's the next meeting going to happen with that board? One called?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea when the next mm-hmm. one would be. But anyway, we'll send a letter down to ADEQ, just like the city's going to, and ask for that final closure on that permit mm-hmm. that's there.